And we're ready for hockey in Saginaw tonight as the Saginaw Spirit prepare to play the Sudbury Wolves. Cameron Knowles and Dennis DeRosier, glad to have you on board with us this evening as Parker Van Buskirk and Sebastian Dam in net tonight. Rematch of a couple of Sarnia Sting goaltenders. Dam and Van Buskirk were both mainstays in a Sting uniform at the same time, so it'll be interesting to see if the rivalry between the two netminders sparks up tonight. Very, very difficult, I think, when the goaltenders are that far away from one another to say that it's a rivalry. But, of course, each wants to play well in their own zone.
Right, they do. And it is, you know, they'll probably tell you it isn't. But when they play together, they're in a rivalry then, too. I mean, usually it's a friendly and they cheer for the other guy, but still a rivalry. They want to play. And if they don't, they shouldn't be in the game. So they're fighting for games now. They're fighting for prestige. They want to, you know, I'll show you. I should have been playing more than you should have.
Well, they're both going to get a chance, at least at the beginning of the game, to play 60 minutes. We'll see how long they both last. And we're ready for the face-off here as Baker takes the draw against Chris Chappell at the Dow Event Center, and the Wolves win the draw back to the blue line. Miller cross ice to his defensive partner. That's Daniel Maggio. Spirit break it up. Miller loses an edge coming into Saginaw zone, and the Spirit bring it up the ice. That's Jan Mursak up to Chris Chappell, working the right wing side. Mursak's going to the net. Backhand centering on the doorstep. Zaborski just driven aside there by Dam as he was able to get a pad on it. Spirit up the boards now. Brody chops it in. Takes a bump from Kurtz. Mursak will ring the boards. Chappell over to the far side corner to touch up. Chappell to Zaborski. Zaborski banging down deep with Baker. He's tripped, and the Spirit throw it on net. Wolves touch it up, and the Spirit will be the recipient of the first power play as he's going to go for a hold. All right, I'll play the game that I play with Warren Holmes when we're here. Good call or bad call, Dennis?
Good call.
Good
call. Scoring opportunity. You know, you're in tight, and you're dragged down. Definitely got to call that penalty.
All right. See, Dennis, when Warren and I do the games, I usually disagree with him, sometimes just to disagree with him.
That's fine.
Spirit on the power play now. Tomas Zaborski up top for the Spirit. Saginaw, the sixth best power play in the Ontario Hockey League. The Spirit have scored 30 goals on 130 chances. The Wolves, 17th best penalty kill. They've killed 110 out of 146, just over 75%. Zaborski now on the four side board. Over to Mursak. Mursak down deep to Combs. That's chopped away there by Ryan Crouch, 19-year-old defenseman. Cross ice to Williams in the slot. Shot in. That hit an ankle. His man rides the puck into the corner. Williams now down deep. Mursak down to chase as he and Crouch bang together. Judas now back up top, and Combs tried to throw it in. Instead, it bounced off a body, and the Wolves clog the lane. Williams back into his own zone. He's got Jerome Judas chasing him. Up along the boards, Combs, a little tap there, up to Ryan McDonough. Spirit get their second power play unit out. And Sinfield to carry it up. Gain center, throws it in deep. Swartz gives chase. Jordan Swartz, his first OHL fight back on Wednesday night against Mikael Jordan, the defenseman from Slovakia, acquitted himself quite well in the corner as he had his first dust-up, and the Spirit touch up in their own zone. Baker's in the box. Chappell touches it into the zone. 44 seconds to go on the Spirit power play. Offside is the call. Want to welcome aboard our IBEW Local 557 power play contestant tonight. It's Jeff Boholka of Midland. The Spirit score on the power play. He gets an illuminated mug courtesy of the IBEW Local 557. This weekend's broadcast powered in part by Van Herwig Electric and Wes Electric, proud members of the local IBEW chapter. No score, 18:05 to go, period number one. Spirit about 30 seconds to go on this power play as Zaborski lugs it up the ice, misses connections with Mursak, and the Sudbury Wolves easily clear the puck. Williams will reset, being harassed there a little bit by J.K. Gill. Up ice, Mursak, 23 seconds to go. He'll stick handle through traffic into the zone, thinking shot. No, he'll bring it behind the boards and set it up. Around the boards, the referee helps out a little bit by keeping that in. It's Joe Park tonight. Zaborski over to Combs. Combs to Williams. He throws it at the net. The Wolves get a stick on that. That was Torini. Down deep, McDonough stick handling through traffic. Thought about shooting into the high slot. Shot and scores! Ryan McDonough. He put on a stick handling display and was able to get that shot off from the hash mark right when he thought he was going to throw it back to the point.
He made that himself. That was a single-handed, solo, great effort by that young man.
Ryan McDonough, 16th of the season on the power play, just 2 seconds to go. Well, if you're going to use the power play, you might as well use all
of it. Use it all.
And Saginaw takes a 1-0 lead.
No, that was a great individual effort. He a lot of poise in traffic. And again, he was in the danger zone. That's when you're getting chopped and hacked, and, you know, a lot of things can happen in there.
We'll pick up the helpers here. Ryan McDonough on the power play as the Spirit throw it into the Sudbury zone. Banging along the boards. Wolves bring it up ice. Mursak picks up his 18th helper. And Williams, number 7, picks up an assist as well. So Sudbury now controls in Saginaw zone. Centering pass, and the Spirit are going to go to the box as the Wolves kind of turned the Spirit inside out there. That was John Kurtz bringing it in on the backhand. The Spirit knocked him to the ice.
Yeah, he kind of had the puck protected in front of him, and no way for the Saginaw defense to get at him, so he gave him a bump and knocked him down. And in today's game, that's an automatic penalty.
Joe Placatus in the box now for the Spirits, and Saginaw goes on to the penalty kill. This Wolves power play, 26 power play goals on 143 chances. That's good for 15th in the OHL. Saginaw's penalty kill, 103 kills, 141 chances. That's 18th in the OHL, 73%. The Spirit are killing it.